Yet another series that explores the triumphs and challenges of the Lakers hits TV today. Hulu is releasing a 10-episode docuseries called Legacy, the true story of the LA Lakers. NPR TV critic Eric Dagan says this program feels like a pointed answer to, well, another TV show.
One thing I like most about Hulu's series is hearing directly from the man himself, Dr. Jerry Buss, who even shocked himself when he bought the Lakers in 1979.
I must admit, I'm kind of stunned. I'm in a daze. I think it's going to take months before it slowly seeps in what has actually been done here.
Buss, who died in 2013 after a long battle with cancer, shows up in Hulu's docuseries mostly through archival clips. A longtime sports fan with a doctorate in chemistry and a bustling real estate empire, Buss shook up the sports world in the days before pro basketball was as popular as it is now.
There he is, his first shot as an owner. You think he likes it?
Hulu's series presents Buss as a bit sharper and more in control than his slightly goofy portrayal by John C. Reilly in HBO's controversial scripted series called Winning Time. This may not be a surprise, given that Buss's daughter, Jeannie, the team's current CEO and controlling owner, is an executive producer on Hulu's show.
It was a pretty big risk for my dad to go all in and buy a team, because at that time, no one in the NBA was making money.
Jeannie Buss's recollections are an important part of Hulu's series, which uses a fairly standard sports documentary approach. It traces how Jerry Buss built the team into a sports and pop culture powerhouse with multiple championships, creating the Laker girls dance team and courting celebrities to attend games, as rapper Snoop Dogg explains.
Coming to sit courtside after becoming famous is probably the best thing that can happen for you in entertainment, because you know that you're an attraction at the attraction. You're watching the basketball game, but you know the basketball players are watching you.
Lakers stars who complained about unflattering portrayals in Winning Time get a chance to set the record straight here, including Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, former coach Jerry West, and Irvin Magic Johnson, who admired Jerry Buss's rebellious spirit.
Dr. Buss always thought outside the box. See, all the owners were like this. All right, okay, you do it like this. You wear ties. Dr. Buss said, I'm not wearing a tie. Everybody said, gotta wear suits. Dr. Buss said, I'm wearing blue jeans. Well, you gotta date somebody your age. I'm dating somebody who's 20. Dr. Buss was like, I don't care what you guys do. This is who I am.
Later, the docuseries details how Jeannie Buss and her five siblings jockeyed for power within the organization. But Hulu's show works best when exploring issues beyond the world of sports nerds, particularly when Magic Johnson retires from the Lakers in 1991 after announcing he has the HIV virus. Jeannie Buss says the news hit her father hard.
I'd only seen my dad cry twice in my life. Once when his mother, my grandmother, passed away. And that day...
Given the control Jeannie Buss and the Lakers organization had here, there's a sense of punches pulled, especially on the scant attention given to Magic Johnson's legendary womanizing. As entertaining as this docuseries can be, that control left me wondering what might have been left on the cutting room floor, and how much better the docuseries might be if they had kept a little more of it in. I'm Eric Deggins.